the Gospel of Mark in 2 months. Today is month 2, day 21. It's about prophecy. It's about the future. Jesus is telling us in Mark chapter 13, verse 13 onwards. Are you ready? We're going to read together. Here we go. All men will hate you because of me, but he who stands firm to the end will be saved. And when you see the abomination that causes desolation standing where it does not belong, let the reader understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let no one on the roof of his house go down to enter the house and take anything out. Let no one in the field go back to get his cloak. And how dreadful will it be in those days for pregnant women and nursing mothers. Pray that this will not take place in winter, because those days will be distressed, unequaled from the beginning when God created the world until now, and never to be equaled again. For if the Lord had not cut short those days, no one would survive. But for the sake of the elect, whom he has chosen, he has shortened them. At that time, if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, or look, there he is, do not believe it, for false Christs and false prophets will arise and perform signs and miracles to deceive the elect, even if that was possible. So be on your guard. I have told you ahead of time. In those days following the distress, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give its light, the stars will fall from the sky, and the heavenly bodies will be shaken. And at that time, men will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds. This is the second coming now, with great power and glory. And he will send his angels and gather his elect from the four winds and from the ends of the earth, ends of the heaven. Now learn this lesson from the fig tree. As soon as the twigs get tender and its leaves come out, you know that summer is near. For even so, when you see these things happening, you know that it is near, right at the door. I tell you the truth, this generation will not pass away until all these things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Last little section here, verse 32. No one knows about the day or hour, not even the angels in heaven or the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard, be alert. You do not know when the time will come. It's like a man going away. He leaves his house and puts his servants in charge, each with his assigned task, and tells the one at the door to keep watch. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know when the owner of the house will come back, whether in the evening or at night, or when the rooster crows or at dawn. If he comes suddenly, do not let him find you sleeping. So what I say to all of you is watch. Well, we can't take anything out of this except the concept of watch. We don't know the time, so know the season and watch. Be watchful. I want to be a watchful person, not driven by the events of today and the coronavirus and all the things, not stressed and driven by it, but understanding it is a sign of things coming in the future. So I want to pray to be aware and awake and alert, not stressed, not anxious, but awake in the Holy Spirit. Are you ready? I'm going to pray. Lord, your word says over and over to guard, watch, be awake. I pray we will be those Christians that, Lord, are not stressed. We're not anxious. We're not worried. But, Lord, we are on guard, making sure we learn your word, learn from your Holy Spirit, understand the times in which we live. Live fully awake lives in Jesus' name. Amen. And just simply, I'm going to not be stressed, but be on guard in Jesus' name. Not stressed, but on guard. God bless you all.
Hi, thank you for joining us today. We hope this episode was interesting and helpful to you. If it was, you can let us know by rating, reviewing, sharing, and commenting on the episode. That'll help us know what you're enjoying and what topics we should focus on in the future. If you haven't yet, make sure you subscribe to get these episodes as soon as they drop every month. And we'll see you in the next episode of The Rodcast.